Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 137 of Zero Carb Journal. And I'm Matt, as always, and good morning. How are you guys? Happy Sunday. Hope you guys are having a great one. Hope you guys are staying the course and making some progress. Hope you had a great week. I bet you did awesome. I am doing great this morning, you guys. Good morning. It's a nice sunny Sunday morning, and we got a bunch of rain these last couple days, so the smoke is gone, and it was beautiful stars last night, and it's blue sky today, and I can actually see the water and see everything, so it's awesome here today, you guys. I'm having a great morning so far. Super excited to be out of the smoke, at least for a little while. And looking forward to doing some stuff outside. So, yeah. So, how are you guys? Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys have been staying the course. I am... let's see. What are we going to talk about today? So, I did. I just decided I was going to jump on here today. I know I just did one last week. And I am going to try to get back to doing these weekly. I'm not sure if I will. At least, hopefully, bi-weekly. But, you know, I've been feeling... great from a zero carb perspective, but I've been feeling a little bit, you know, like I sort of got off my path there in terms of my focus and my motivation and my drive. And I talked about it a little bit last week. I talked about how I was going to, kick off sort of this fall season. It was my break last week into my new round of goals, my last quarter of the year of my goals. And so I said last week I was going to sort of refocus myself and set myself up with some new goals and some more discipline and try and get back on my discipline path that I was on for so long. Somewhere in between. Somewhere I'm going to find my balance. But I definitely have been sort of missing, as I've gone through this summer, sort of missing some of my discipline, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I've been, in hindsight, I'm looking back going, oh, some of that stuff was really valuable. And one of the things that's been most valuable to me has been coming here weekly and hanging out with you guys and sort of reviewing where I'm at and how I'm doing. So it's been really valuable for me, and it's something that I'm going to try and continue to do, whether I do it publicly here or, you know, privately in my journal. But I do want to get back to regularly revisiting sort of my progress and planning my, you know, how I'm going to move forward, how I'm going to continue to progress. So that's part of why I'm here this morning. Just feeling like I'm ready to dig back in. I had a great week. I did dig back in this week. I did a bunch of good hard workouts. Something I'm super excited about, you guys. You can see it right over my shoulder there is I did my bike finally arrived. I think I told you guys I sold my old bike at the beginning of the summer. I had ordered this one, but it just took forever to get here, and I finally got it this week, and when the smoke cleared yesterday, I went for my first bike ride of the summer, since I sold my last one in early June, I think. So really have been missing that badly, and it just really made my day to get back on it yesterday. So I'm really looking forward to getting back on it in these coming weeks. Hopefully the weather isn't too bad. We're supposed to get like couple inches of rain, it looks like, this week, which we need, and so I'm thankful, but I'm hoping to get back out on my bike. So so there's that stuff, and let's talk about zero carb. That's what we're here for. So this is probably gonna be a short one, by the way, you guys. I'm just, like I said, I want to do this weekly, so I'm just gonna jump on here when I can on Sunday mornings and just kind of go through my thing. So hopefully you guys can join me, but I am gonna continue to do them live, so you can join me if you care to, and we can chat. I'm always here for you if you'd like to jump on and ask questions or hang out. But for the most part, I'm just going to go through my journal and get on with my day. So, let's talk about zero carb. So, man, as you guys know, one of the reasons that I sort of pulled back from doing this journal is I just felt like I was saying the same thing all the time, and that's kind of where I am now, and that's okay. I'm going to keep doing it and keep saying the same thing, but that's it, you guys. I've been real stable in my diet. I've been feeling really good. I haven't had any sick nights. So let's talk about the details. I have been eating, as you guys know, I think my homegrown ground beef. That's been my staple. It's packed in about 2 pound, a little bit more, probably 2 pound-ish tubes, and I thaw one of those a day, and I cook it once a day. And that's been just about enough. Now, I have added eggs back in, and I did, you know, financially, I'm a little bit strapped right now. I'm not working on the boats, and I'm not sure what's coming in the future. So I've been trying to, you know, manage my finances and not spend too much on food and stuff. So I was pretty enthused that I found a big crate of eggs at Costco for $6 for like 60 of them. So I thought, well, that's kind of risky taking on that many eggs, but I'm going to try and add them into my diet and see if they can bring me a little extra fat. It's a little extra, you know, some different nutrition that I've been getting. See if I can handle them, because it's been a long time since I've eaten them regularly. So I have been this week, and actually for a few weeks now, I've been eating eggs regularly, daily, about two or three a day, depending on the day. And so I've just been pretty much eating my ground beef and those eggs. And I'll tell you what, you guys, I've been feeling really good. I mentioned last week, I think the eggs have been helping with some of the cramps. I haven't had any cramps. I don't think I've had any cramping at all in the last few weeks. I've been feeling great. My stools are still loose. I haven't talked about that for a long time, but they're regular. So I'm doing great that way. I, you know, once a day, no urgency, really the best it's ever been for me. So continuing to just feel great. Now, eggs do bring, they do change things for me a little bit. And they definitely bring a little more, I can get a little more gas and a little more, maybe even a little bit looser stools, to be honest. But again, nothing, that's really hard to evaluate, to be honest, because they, you know, it's kind of my norm, so no big deal either way. But they do change things a little bit, but I feel really good eating them. So I've been pretty much eating just ground beef and eggs for these last few weeks. I had a little bit of ribeye one day, and that did actually kind of upset my stomach a little bit. So like I said, I like to think it's the gristle. Robin, I got your message last time, and I don't know. What I was going to say is I'm definitely not discounting your input. That so my friend Robin says that she believes that you know, she's noted that every time I go back on my homegrown beef, I do better than when I'm on store-bought. And her impression is that it's more the makeup of the fat and what those cows were eating, that they were factory farmed and probably eating a lot of grain. I assume, I won't speak for you, Robin, but it's along those lines, more, you know, omega-6 and less omega-3 and all of that stuff that we see in factory farm versus grass fed. So I am not sure. I still feel like it's chunks and bits. It's hard things that don't exist in my homegrown. I feel like if I ate my homegrown ribeye, I'd get the same thing, but I don't know. And I have been thinking about it a lot with your comments, Robin. And yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, there's no way I am convinced that I'm correct for sure. And you might be, you know, you might be onto the actual answer there. So I don't know what the answer is. I do tend to think it's the gristle, and I do notice that, well, like my ground beef, for instance, it's just really soft. I can smooth it out. There's no bits in there when I eat it. I don't feel any of it in my mouth like I do when I eat the other ground beef. But like I said, I'm not sure if that's, you know, which way it's going. So anyways, I've been feeling great. When I do add in the ribeye, I do get a little, it's funny, I go a little bit downhill. The fat makes me feel like a little bit better, but then my stomach has a hard time processing it. So it kind of motivates me to not do so much of that. So that is, I'm trying to find, you know, that happy medium of whatever I can digest easily and enough fat. So I have a problem with some forms of fat. You guys know that. And so I don't struggle with it. But I still do sort of seek that, you know, balance of easy for me to digest and getting enough fat. And so I think right now I'm actually on a pretty good jam right now. The fairly lean ground beef mixed with those eggs seems to be given me a nice ratio of fat and easy to digest and all those things. So there's that. So in terms of zero carb, I've been eating really simple. In terms of my health and how I'm feeling awesome, you guys. my workouts this week, I told you I got back into it. I did a personal best on my weighted pull-ups this week, and I've been hammering at them for a long time without seeing much progress, and I finally started to pick up some reps this last couple weeks. So that feels great. I'm not sure why that is. I think I'm losing a little weight, to be honest. I haven't weighed myself, but I feel like I'm a little bit thinner, so I think I might have lost 3 or 4 pounds, which can make a big difference in your pull-ups, believe it or not. And I'll have to weigh myself and find out if that's true. But the other thing is that I think that I feel like by adding the eggs in, and for a bit of time this summer, I was sort of reduced output with no bicycle and stuff. So I think I've been eating a little more energy output a little bit less. So I think I may have had a few extra calories. So I was finally able to grow some muscle. That is one thing I have noticed that I struggle with is, now it's difficult to gain weight. And it's not like I've been trying very hard, because I have been pretty happy with where I am. But I would like to get stronger. It's hard to get stronger without gaining weight. So it's a bit of a catch-22. So I haven't been, eating more than my body wants to. So I haven't been gaining much muscle. But I think this summer, by not riding my bike, I maybe picked up a little. Anyways, for whatever reason, I did. I did some personal records this week, which felt awesome to make some progress on my workouts. I worked out multiple days and continued to go on bike rides yesterday in between after workouts. So my energy level is really high. Like, I'm feeling really good in terms of how much energy I have. And then my bike ride yesterday, man, my first bike ride in forever. And I was out on that thing for like almost 2 hours, and it is electric. So I didn't work that hard, but I was sweating and I was pedaling the whole time. I went a lot farther than I would have gone if it was an electric bike, but I think the workout was roughly comparable to what it would have been if I'd been on a regular bike for that long. I just wouldn't have gone half as far, probably. But at any rate, I felt awesome. My cardio is pretty poor right now because I haven't been using it, but I felt really good. So I'm feeling awesome. Zero carb has been great. Oh, you know what I want to talk about real quick is before we're done here. Is eating stuff that's not zero carb. We're gonna lose the image here. The sun is gonna blast right onto the camera. I can probably shade you. It's not gonna be real good. I'm gonna probably have to go here before too long because my angle is gonna go bad. But something I wanted to talk about briefly is gosh, what can I do about this? This is just horrible. I'm trying to shade the camera here. Maybe I can do it. Without. That's not great. Well, you'll just have a washed out image for the remainder here. So one thing I want to talk about really quick was it is summertime and my fruit on all of my trees has been coming ripe, and I have been walking around going, oh, look at all that fruit. Man, I sure love my fruit trees. And I do. I love my fruit trees. I love fruit, and that doesn't mean I love eating it, because I don't, and I don't even love the taste of it or anything like that. I just mean I like perennial food plants as a concept. I don't really think plants are food anymore, so it's a funny concept, but I really enjoy fruit trees as part of my landscape, my environment. I think they're pretty. They produce stuff. The kids who rent my house love to eat apples and pears and plums. I enjoy my fruit trees. So I've been walking around looking at all my fruit trees. I've got I planted hundreds back in the day, and they're all different, and some esoteric ones and stuff like that. So it's really fun to see all the different plums and pears and things coming ripe, especially since a lot of them are new. These trees I planted, I've only been a carnivore for 4 years, so I planted many of these trees just prior to that. So they're just coming into their 5 or 6 year old window now, and they're really starting to produce. So it's really cool to walk around. I really enjoy them. And I have been looking, I'm going, gosh, am I missing out? And so I took a bite of plum this week, and I took a bite of apple this week. And it's always so incredible to experience it again for another time, I won't say the first time, but to experience that deep, true carnivore experience, I guess, is how I'll say it. And that is that my memories, my, you know, my paradigm, my whole history of eating fruit tells me those are really good. You're going to like those. Look at those, are special. And I go and I grab it and I go, okay, you can do this. You know, you're allowed. You can do whatever you want. Have a bite. I take a bite. And it's not good. It doesn't taste good. It tastes like a plum or an apple. But it's sweet mixed with kind of like, I don't know, the flavor, those flavors, like you remember them, but they taste like you remember them. And you think you remember the liking them, but they just aren't very good. And then the worst part is your mouth, my mouth, instantly feels covered with like this horrible film of sugar, I guess. I mean, but I don't consciously, it just feels bad. And so I have ended up spitting those bites out. I have swallowed, I did suck down a strawberry and I swallowed all the juice once, and that was pretty good. But same thing, after I did it, I was like, my mouth feels like garbage. Like, this feels awful. I'm drinking water and rinsing it and spitting it out. Your mouth just, it's funny when you're not eating carbs, your mouth just, when you do eat that sugary stuff, your mouth is just coated. And it feels horrible. I mean, it really does. It feels bad. And they don't taste good. And so I know that's all really odd. But that is truly my experience and my perspective. And it's really, really interesting. It's really surprising. And it's kind of mind-boggling because I look at these trees and I love them. And I used to love that fruit. And I think I still do. And I try it. And I find that I really don't want it at all. Matter of fact, I kind of wish I hadn't even taken that one bite because my mouth feels like garbage. So, really interesting. You know, the farther you go down this road, and I've been talking to folks who are curious about it and they haven't done it, and it's the same old story, right? It's so easy to just be here and know that you don't miss those things. But when you're not here, you're sure that you could not survive without those things. And that's what everyone's perspective is. Oh, I couldn't do that without the variety, or I could never eat the same thing every day, all day. Which is, you know, I think a function of addiction. I mean, that's how we drink our alcohol, and that's how we, you know, it's how we take our substances. We fool ourselves into thinking that that the pleasure is coming from the different ways, the different methods that we are imbibing, when really it's just our physiology saying you have to get some of that stuff in you. Coffee is a great example. Like, how many different ways do we enjoy coffee? You know, eventually you just settle into your one way. I think most people do, but along the way, you know, it's like, ooh, today I want an iced latte, and no, yesterday I had a frappuccino, today I'll get a whatever, you know. And it is, it's just, you're fooling yourself into thinking that what you're enjoying is the, you know, the serum or the different flavors and things like that. And I believe that as time goes on and you get away from it and realize you don't need those things, your body eventually goes, yeah, you were just fooling yourself. So, anyways, there's that. So enough about that. One last thing to go over, you guys. I want to thank all you guys so much for all your support with my Let's Get Checked .com blood work sponsorship. It's been so incredibly helpful for me, being able to test my blood levels. And not only that, but my sponsorship from them has helped me immensely over this summer, getting through this time of no work for me. So I really appreciate all your guys' support. I just wanted to reiterate that that is still going on. So if you haven't checked out letsgetchecked.com, please do. You can use my code ZeroCarb. It's below in the description in the video here. And they offer home blood tests. You can check your cholesterol, your CRP, your hormones, your, vitamin E, vitamin D, various things. And it really helps your peace of mind as a carnivore. So I say it every week, but it really is something that I feel strongly about as helpful to our community. And they're great partners. So I really appreciate their sponsorship. And I really appreciate all you guys supporting me via them as well. So thank you for that. If you haven't done it, do please check out letsgetchecked.com and think about getting some of your blood work done. I just talked to a friend of mine who was getting ready to start carnivore, and he's like, I can't start until I see my doctor. And I was like, I got a solution for you, my friend. You don't need your doctor. We can collect our data outside of that. And so really, really useful for me, and something that that I hope you guys utilize. So check the description for the link to letsgetchecked.com and for my code ZeroCarb. It'll save you 20%. And I want to thank them for their sponsorship. So enough about that. You guys, as always, thank you so much for listening and watching. I can't tell you how much your support means to me. I know I've been kind of pulling back from this a little bit these past few months, and I'm kind of just settled in here, but I am going to keep doing it. And I hopefully will pick it back up a little bit as we move forward. I don't know that my tune is going to change. I feel like I'm pretty well settled into my routine here, but I will. I'll start to try and be more available here and keep you guys a little more appraised of how I'm doing and where I'm going. Because I do know that one of the biggest values here is just seeing someone stay the course and see how they do. So I'll keep being that data point for you guys. I do. I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching, for all your support. It always means so much to me, all your comments. So there's that. So, all right, you guys, that's enough for today. I'm going to go and have a great Sunday. I'm going to watch, hopefully, my Seahawks win some football and ride my bike and just enjoy the day and get ready for another week of pushing hard at some progress. So I hope you guys do, too. Hope you stay the course. Hope you stay positive. Stay in the moment. Stay way up. Keep yourself looking forward and looking at progress, and I'll do the same. And I'll check in with you guys hopefully next week. I'll see you real soon either way. So, all right, you guys, hope you have a great day, and thanks so much for listening and watching, and I'll see you next time.